Moncrief on News Talk.
There is a small but growing number of people who no longer head to the likes of Spain or Portugal for the summer holiday because it's simply become too hot. The Green Party councillor Conor Dowling thought that Brittany might be a safe enough option. After all, the weather there is usually similar to here. It wasn't. They had to abandon it and come home early. Conor, good afternoon to you.
Thanks for having me on, Sean. How are you?
When did you come back? This was like a couple of weeks ago.
This was last Wednesday. We were supposed to be back last Wednesday, but we came back the week previous.
Right,
so 2 weeks ago.
What age are your kids?
7 months, 2 and 5.
Oh my God. Right. Yeah. Okay. So you thought that obviously Brittany would be because it is, it's on the Atlantic and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And what kind of accommodation did you have there?
It was probably around January we were looking to book. So we were planning in advance and we looked at a sort of a stone cottage. It was, you know, should have been ideal. Most of the houses there don't have air conditioning or anything like that because that's not the expected climate. And we got a bit of a rude awakening.
Yeah. And it was a stone cottage with a swimming pool and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Great. Ideal setup for kids, slides, playground, trampoline and a decent pool.
Yeah.
One of the things straight away was the pool within 2 days was this murky green. You couldn't see your own hand in it. And we were told probably best not to go swimming anymore. And that was the only reprieve we were really getting. So after that, it was just get the kids in the bath, try and keep cool.
Yeah.
And it was pretty terrifying.
Like what temperature was it when you arrived?
Well, that was the crazy thing. When we arrived, we were wearing our jumpers. We were walking around the main town, around the castle. There's pictures of us in the jumpers. My wife has her jacket on. And then 2 days later, 40. The next day, 41.
Wow.
So this hit within 48 hours, everything changed.
Right. So you're in this, you're suddenly, you can't use the pool because there's some weird green stuff growing in it. So to keep the children cool, and this is a 7-month-old, that would be a serious worry, I would have thought, for you at the time.
Because it came on so quickly, you're thinking, well, maybe it's going to disappear very quickly.
Yeah.
But then things got really bad, you know, and we really were getting quite scared. So the baby, he was our main priority, obviously, and he was going quite red in the face, couldn't cool him down, would put him in the bath. But as soon as you take him out, he's almost back to square one again. So you just keeping an eye on him. And the kids at the start were really agitated, really fussy, but it was really scary when they got really quiet. And everybody just was sitting still, not drinking, not eating. And that's obviously when we pulled the plug.
Because it was sapping everyone.
It was just so hot, yeah.
And things like ice and you know, the French living around you, how were they reacting to this?
They were kind of hit almost, they're obviously a little bit better than us as tourists, but when we went to the shop that first day, there was no ice left, no ice creams left, no fans left. The woman in the electricity shop or the electric shop was just like laughing that we were trying to get a fan. Like she was like, we only ever had 5 and they're all gone.
Yeah.
We were lucky. We were in this little small complex. There's one house with another Irish family from Louth and the owners were grandparents of a new baby. So they got it. So they gave us a fan, their own fan. And,
oh, God, that was good of them, wasn't
it? Yeah, in fairness. And, you know, other than that, we would have been gone another day or two earlier, you know.
Yeah, how long did you stay, like, in total?
In the bad heat, we stayed for 3 days and travelled on the 4th.
Yeah.
So it was kind of 3 days of the holiday or whatever, and then the heat just hit. And the last day was we went to the local McDonald's just to get into the aircon and try and make the booking with Irish Ferries.
Yeah. It must have been, though, this, you know, because you spent a lot of money and put a lot of months into planning this.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, it's a hard decision to make, even if you are looking at your kids and kind of freaking out a bit about them.
Yeah, you know, it's not easy to turn away from a holiday. But honestly, when you're seeing, I think it was, you know, the dry nappies was the most scary thing. And at that stage, you're like,
yeah,
take the money. I don't care. Just get us out of here.
Yeah.
And now, a little while on, when everybody's okay, you're like, geez, that was pretty expensive to not get any value out of it. But like, that's not really what you're thinking about at the time. And certainly, we're obviously so privileged. Like, since we've come back, you know, we heard at the time that the hospitals were overflowing, but and they were at capacity. The schools closed, the roads closed. There's nobody in the towns. But since then, 2,000 deaths reported. Now we have the fires. Because of the article, a couple of people still in France who have been affected by the fires have got in touch. And these are Irish people who have had their passports burnt by the fires and aren't able to get home. So this is not just somebody's holidays affected. This is a huge scale incident that we really should be taking seriously, I think.
Yeah, as I did say that in the intro, I do get a sense that there's a kind of a growing thing where people are altering holiday plans and avoiding mainland Europe during the summer. It's just too hot. Even people who like have holiday homes can't go there during the summer anymore and are thinking, why do we even have a holiday home there? Yeah. Because it's just uninhabitable at this time of the year.
Yeah, I think, you wouldn't be going, like, obviously we plan to avoid the usual sort of maybe mid France, anywhere along with a beach is where you'd love to go in France or even Spain or Portugal or something like that. But you just could never go there with certainly our age of kids. And I imagine older people would be affected similarly as well. But I think we're going to see that shift. And you're going to see probably a lot of people staying in Ireland or going to the likes of Scotland or the UK or that kind of.
Yeah. You know. How did the older kids react when you told them we're going home now?
Oh, we get to go on the ferry. They do love the ferry and the soft play. But then when we got back, they're like, oh, that's over. We had to take a couple of days literally just lying in bed. And it's still, even heat like today, when it's pretty hot,
yeah,
you can see it affects them. It's like they're just not able for heat at the moment because, you know, they were so badly hit. But we did. We went to Dublin Zoo one of the days because we still had the week off. So we went to Dublin Zoo and that's the thing they're loving. But obviously, you know, the kids are pretty resilient.
And local French people there, were they... Because was this unprecedented for Brittany or had this happened before and they were kind of getting used to it?
They had had one similar year where it had 38 was the number, but it was certainly out of the ordinary. Like the schools were closed. We had a pretty large town. I think it was about 10,000 people or something like that. And there was not a person in the road. It was an eerie, nobody available on the road, all the shutters down and everything. So they were certainly affected as well.
Yeah. It kind of felt like COVID then a bit from that description.
Oh, it was something out of a film. It was bizarre. Yeah.
What are you going to do now about your holidays in the future? You know, because it's people get 2 weeks off work. You're looking forward to it and planning for it and paying for it.
My in-laws are in Westport and Mayo, so I might have resorted to that.
Yes. Well, you never know the way things are going. You'll arrive in Westport and everyone's indoors. Connor, thanks a million for coming in to tell us about that. It is kind of terrifying. That was Connor Dowling there, the Green Party councillor in Dunleary Rathdown.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.